Robbed of Childhood, Nonfiction Narrative. When filmmakers Len Morris and Robin Romano saw photos of children working in a rock quarry, they couldn't believe it. How could this be true in the 21st century? Unfortunately, child labor is a problem for children around the world. Morris and Romano discovered that about 246 million children between the ages of 5 and 17 lead lives filled with hard work. Their days are dismal. They work in garbage dumps, rug factories, fishing boats, quarries, and fields. They work in dangerous work conditions, suffer from injuries, and are exposed to illness. Morris and Romano were eager to raise awareness about child labor practices. They did not want this problem to continue for an indefinite period of time. They wanted it to stop now. So they made the documentary Stolen Childhoods. The film is about child labor, its causes and effects. Making the film took Morris and Romano 7 years. They filmed in Brazil, India, Pakistan, Indonesia, Kenya, Mexico, and Nepal. Child labor also takes place in the United States, contrary to what people might think. For that reason, the film crew also visited American work sites. The filmmakers talked with children, parents, and employers. They discovered that cunning employers know that some poor parents will allow their children to work. Families need the revenue that their children earn, as little money as that may be. Many of these parents feel that they possess no choice. That's why they don't rebel against this cruel system. The result is that every year, more children go to work. One of the biggest problems, the filmmakers learned, is a lack of education. It promotes ignorance. Without an education, families do not know how to escape poverty. Today, the filmmakers visit college campuses and community groups to tell people about the horrors of child labor. Morris and Romano share what they learned from the many people they met while making their film. Stolen Childhoods is not just an acknowledgement of the problem. It is also a summons to action.